You tuned to New Sound Radio. Don't you know that it's 92 FM. Don't you know that this is a community hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, when we talk about slavery, we normally think about the mass transportation of people from Africa in, I don't know, the most appalling condition, and its abolition back in the 19th century. Well, last week, I went down to the opening of the Breaking the Chains exhibition at the Tower Gallery. It's on the Barking Road in Plaistow, looking at human trafficking and modern-day slavery. Now, the event included a play highlighting trafficking and the sex trade, a panel discussion, as well as the opening of the art exhibition on the theme of slavery and human trafficking in Britain today. Now, whilst I was there, I met up with Julia Acott from the Newham-based Alternatives Trust East London, and I asked her, well, is there really a problem of trafficking and slavery in East London?
Well, you'd be surprised. We've run Alternatives for the last 20 years, and it's a pregnancy choices centre primarily. And from time to time, we get women. Each year, we work with about 50 vulnerable families. I would say about 5 to 10 of those families each year would be in the category of being trafficked. And the way that it happens, we have people who have come over as young children who have ended up doing child care within families. They've lost contact with their own family back home. Maybe the family paid for the airfare over here. Then once they end up and pregnant, they get thrown out, and then they realise actually they've got nothing. They don't know where they've come from. We've had others who have been maybe a second wife, third wife, which is really like a sex slave. They've been forced to have abortions because the family didn't want any more children, and they've got thrown out or run away if they've become pregnant and continue with the pregnancy. We've had others who literally have been rescued from trafficking, and we actually have 3 safe houses where people can stay. And yes, it does happen. It's still quite a hidden problem, and I think we really need to be wiser to what's going on.
Joined now by artist and curator of the exhibition, Christopher Simpson. Well, Christopher, how did this all come about?
I went to see the play Asena, written by Stephen Loveless and performed by a friend of mine, Genevieve Cleghorn. It was so hard-hitting and that I decided to create some work around it. And
because you're a painter, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a painter. And when I discovered there are nearly 30 million people worldwide that are enslaved in some way, I felt compelled to start creating work about it. And Jen and I had already had a discussion about mixing art and theatre together. And I met Philippa from the Memorial Community Church. It kind of grew from there.
Joined now by Genevieve Cleghorn, who's performing the play here tonight. Can you just tell us something about the play you're in?
Yes, it's a one-woman stage drama against sex trafficking, and we're performing this evening as part of the Breaking the Chains anti-slavery event, and of course the exhibition's running for 3 weeks, but our performance is just for this opening night. The play is about a young woman, Asena, and she's an Albanian, and she's been trafficked into the UK sex industry for 6 years. So it's really looking at someone almost coming to the end of her usefulness, as it is, not at the very beginning, but years on, when she's just realised that this is now her life, there's no hope of escape, and death really is the only thing she has to look forward to. So it's pretty, you know, pretty grim, to be honest, but it has to be, because that's the reality of the subject that we're dealing with.
I put out an art call to ArtQuest, Facebook, Rosetta Art Centre. They put a call out.
Based in Canning Town, of course.
Yeah, just down the road. And Rosetta have been fantastic. They supplied technicians to help install it, which was amazing. 30 artists have put in up to about 50 pieces of work, all surrounding the theme.
Very powerful exhibition.
Very powerful. Some of the work in it is extraordinary. Various pieces covering video, film, photograph, painting, sculpture, installation. So hopefully we'll get people coming and maybe learning something like I did.
Joined now by Helen Mandley, who's got some work here at the exhibition, which to me actually looked a bit like a spider's web. Can you just explain what that was all about?
Yeah, it's a web based on my friend who was in domestic servitude. She was brought here by an auntie, inverted commas, from Edo State in Nigeria. Basically, the web is like the whole sort of sticky position she found herself in, that being caught like a spider would catch a fly you can't get out of. I had an emotional connection to that piece, more so than any other work that I've done. And of course, it was only a few streets away from me, and I'd known my friend for maybe a year. I kind of noticed how this elderly aunt was speaking to her, and I always noticed there was a guy around her who she kept calling was her cousin, but he wouldn't really talk. And eventually it started to come out little bit by little bit what had happened to her. She started to ask me questions for advice. So doing this piece about her and asking her permission was really important. I wanted to find something that I could put coral beads on. I'd done a project on objects, and I asked her if she had anything that she has that is very important. Like, and she said, yeah, these coral beads, which was what her mum had given to her when she left Edo State. Looking at the history of coral beads, it all fitted in, because coral beads was introduced to Nigeria, particularly the Benin people, in the 1500s. And they were used for trading in slavery, amongst other things. And the Benin people didn't trade their own people, they traded Edo people. So it just fitted perfectly. Today, Edo State is one of the most highly trafficked states in Nigeria, and Nigeria is one of the most highly trafficked countries in the world. So for me, it was like a mirror of the coral beads, the significance, the historical significance, and the connection to my friend. We need to get the conversation open. We need to make people know that they would be safe if they came forward. My friend doesn't feel safe. I'm still trying to nudge her to come forward to charities that I know about. So I think there needs to be a much more open forum for women and men and children, and to feel protected by us.
Joined now by Claire Heath.
I used to support work for a charity called the Medi Trust. I was there for 2 years. I worked in a safe house with women and children and women and babies. And I wanted to make and to express the emotions which I felt, and try to also involve the emotions of some of the women which I met. The mosaic wall hanging, the pieces which make that, tiles, plates and mugs, were all pieces which I had taken from the safe house which I worked
in. And just to be clear, what it is there's some broken mugs and some broken plates with some paintings and some images on it, isn't there?
Yeah, that's it. And when you look at it, it's the St George flag, a familiar thing which everyone could look at and recognise as the English flag. And, you know, I wanted people to take a closer look and to look into what England is for some unfortunate people. If you look closely, you'll see that there's ceramic transfers of, they're called tart cards, which you get in phone boxes. You see a lot of them around London.
So these are advertising the services of prostitutes, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. And I've also used some ceramic doll baby faces.
They're quite disturbing. When I saw that, it is quite disturbing. You've seen broken dolls' faces.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of felt that it could represent that, you know, a lot of these women had come to us pregnant or have children, and often that has been through rape. So I wanted that to disturb people, really. The coffee table, which I've called I Give You My Heart on a Plate, that's based around a term which is called the lover boy, which is a man who will trick the woman into believing that they're in love, and he can help these women, you know, Bulgaria and Romania and Poland and quite a lot of Eastern European women. This is sort of a big thing that happens, and they bring them over to England for a better life. And then they get here and it's the opposite to that, and they're guilted into having to pay back their flight money, and prostitution comes up and they're sort of trapped, really. So yeah, that's the pieces that I've made, and for me, I feel like I've been able to get out quite well what I had intended to express through that. Yeah, because, you know, these women have been beaten, burnt, raped, abused, humiliated, basically just stripped of, like, their, human rights and people from Vietnam, women from Africa, women from Poland, Bulgaria. And, you know, for me, they're like some of the most like inspiring and strong women that I've ever met. It's just places like the Medi Trust and other organisations that really need to be supported, because it's these places that can do really good things for these women.
Claire Heath, thanks first of all for sharing your experiences with us, and also thanks for sharing your art with us as well. Thanks for joining us on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
And the Breaking the Chains art exhibition highlighting modern day slavery is on at the Tower Gallery at Memorial Community Church in Plaston. If you haven't been, it's worth going here just for the place itself. It's the church itself. It's one on the Barking Road. People say, sometimes say it looks a bit like the old Wembley Stadium. It's got two great big towers, a brick built building. And one of the towers they have turned into an art gallery, and it's quite an amazing place. And it's an amazing exhibition. It's just opposite Plaistow Police Station if you want to find it. It's on the Barking Road. And it's open on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock. That's until the 6th of November. It's completely free as well. So it's Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock until the 6th of November. And yeah, we've got Sandra Smith with us from the Drop-In Bereavement Centre. I don't know, Sandra, what did you make of that?
Oh, wow, gosh. They really do need to highlight what's going on out there, especially in this present day. We're listening to them, the people talking. I still couldn't believe that was happening in this day. And Emily Pankhurst from the Suffragettes, who stood up for women, wouldn't be very happy.
Be turning in her grave, as they say.
She would be. Yeah. You can't believe that this is happening in present day, but it is. And I'm so pleased, or not pleased, but they are highlighting it. And we do need to do something about this, because it's not on.
Yeah, it is absolutely shocking, and the play itself was a very powerful play. I mean, I did ask, it's not going to be on in East London, they haven't got any planned productions for it, but you know, if they do, we'll definitely be letting you know about that. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.